Right. And usually you had a couple of chances today, didn't you?
I did actually. Obviously, Potts had told me before the game and when playing in the Twitters game on the Tuesday to get myself as far up in the game as I could. So if the ball was to break at the back post and I'd be in there and I'd have the chance to make, well, hopefully get the opportunity to stick it away. But I should have probably done better with the first one. I thought I was a wee bit unlucky with the second, but what can you do now?
Overcompensated with the second one, the centre left.
Just a wee bit. I actually like, struck it quite well. Yeah, I just sort of gone wide of the post, so I was pretty glad about that, and even more glad about the first one, because obviously that hit the side net, but I've had just arrowed it a wee bit better across the keeper than it would have been a goal.
Apparently
about
13 shots on target,
on
goal, but none on target.
Really?
Mm.
I don't even.
Gone in the start,
that's a strange answer. But obviously, for the start, I thought we played well. We took the game, and we've been maybe getting a wee bit of stick recently about how we've not been performing as well as we should. And obviously, results would suggest that. But today, I thought first half so much better than the second. We played well, we passed the ball well. You could see they were starting to tire a wee bit, but. Yeah, we just went ruthless enough in front of goal and didn't create as much opportunities in the second half as we would have liked.
Ride our luck a wee bit in the second half at times?
I suppose we actually had a couple of opportunities near the end. They were starting to put a wee bit of pressure on us, but we defended well and got the clean sheet, which is the most important thing.
All these teams are difficult in this league, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. When you see they've got big boys like Templeman and that up front, they've got Spanky, who's a decent wee player. It was they're hard to play against, so we stuck to our task, defended well and obviously got a well-deserved point.
And especially since the teams you've been playing in recent weeks have all had something to fight for, whether it's trying to get fourth place or avoid the bottom.
That's the thing, throughout the league, every team's basically, they're still fighting for something. It might be a playoff place or avoiding relegation, so any team that comes here, we expect a hard game and we know we're in for it, so it's just up to us to make sure that our effort levels are as high as possible, and just up to us to make sure we can try and grind out the 3 points.
So you achieve second place, what you set out to do. How confident are you that the playoffs can come out on the right side of them as well?
Let's just hope they can. If we can start to get we've got 3 games left, hopefully a couple of wins out of the 3 and a couple of good performances, then that'll lead us into the playoffs in good form, and hopefully the place will be high in confidence as well.
I think you wouldn't really fancy fourth for them.
No, I suppose you wouldn't actually. We played them last year and obviously we struggled up there, and then we came here and pretty much dominated them, but they're a tough team. But I think any team it's going to be hard to play against. They're going to be up for it, and I suppose current form won't really matter going into the playoffs.
And as you said, the championship looks like the league to be in next season, so all 4 teams are going to be fighting for it, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. Every team's going to be battling to try and either stay in it or get promoted. So because the way it's looking, the teams like Rangers and that in the next year, Hearts is probably going to end up being better than SPL next year. And obviously it'll be great for the crowds in that here as well. So hopefully we'll come through on top.
Good stuff, man.